very right, Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen again.
Amen, Reverend.
Truly, it's good to be back at church.
Yes, it is.
I've been on the road.
Yeah.
But it's always good to be home.
Welcome home, Reverend.
Well, today there is a word from the book of Luke.
You better preach.
The 22nd chapter and the 3rd verse.
Yes.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir. Then Satan entered Judas.
Not old Satan.
Satan entered Judas.
My God.
Surnamed Iscariot.
Uh-huh.
Who was numbered among the 12.
Mm. And for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And my sermon in returning home.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I would like to talk from the topic, uninvited guests.
Uninvited guests.
Uninvited guests.
All right, Reverend, preach that.
Brother, for real, I can't stand people who pop up at my house.
It irritates me, Reverend.
Uninvited, that is, uninvited, Yolanda.
Yeah.
They not wanted.
Yes.
They unwelcome.
Well.
No invitation.
Uh-huh.
But here they are, pop, just popping up.
What you doing here?
All at the gate. Uninvited guests, they eat the most.
Yeah, they do, Reverend.
They stay the longest.
Yeah.
Wow.
And really put a strain on your life.
Preach, Reverend.
Here in the text, we find the most popular uninvited guest in history.
Come on, Reverend.
His name is Satan.
Yeah.
Out of all the people he could have entered during this time, he could have been a tax collectors, Pharisees, Sadducees, even some old pharaohs.
Not the old pharaohs.
Oh, but he didn't enter them.
Well.
He enters a man of God.
Well.
A man whose name means praise.
Come on now.
A man who was handpicked. By Jesus.
Picked, Reverend.
Walk with him.
Walk with him.
Talk with him.
Yes, sir.
A treasurer of the church.
A man
that was down with the way.
Down with the way.
That's who this little old uninvited guest chose to enter.
Come on, Reverend.
If Satan were in a Judas, somebody who is close to Jesus.
Close, Reverend.
Surely, he will enter you.
Yeah.
Wow. A distant lover.
Yes, he will. Wow.
If he is not trying to enter you, it's maybe because he's already got a key.
He already
and has been squatting.
He done moved.
Wow. You do know what a squatter is.
Come on, Reverend.
A squatter is a person who occupies property without title. They occupy property without right.
Come on,
payment.
Yeah.
Satan has no home.
No.
And I suggest you don't allow him in yours.
Please don't.
You will be homeless.
Come on.
I gotta go.
Well,
but don't deal with a squatter.
Please don't deal.
Deal with a savior.
Yeah.
Someone who loves you.
Well.
Someone who cares about you.
Yes, sir.
And not trying to lead you astray to hang yourself.
I know that's right.
I gotta go, but ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Say it, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Don't let him in, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No squatters here, boy.
Thing, Reverend.
No squatters here.
No squatters here. No uninvited again. No, can't stand uninvited again.
Just showing up.
Call me.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take them to me. Call me first.
Knock it on my door. You won't get in.
No, you're not going to get in.
I know how to be quiet and look out the window at the same time.
We used to do it all the time. Be quiet. They still at the door. Stay down. Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
I know how to do all that.
Speaking of squatters, I'll tell you, Dr. Conrad Murray's condition.